America, what can I get for you?
Does Santa really work in the North Pole?
No, he don't work. He lays on the couch and he drinks all day. He's trifling. I have to pay all the bills. He kind of like your mama. Now, bye. Next.
Okay, Medea, this is where you'll be working.
Okay.
Fuck! Fuck! I think I can tell you. Well, I ran away. Six of our fans now. The six that showed up to our little movie spoilers. But they were like, wow, this isn't even bad funny. This is just fucking awful.
Yeah. Fuck. Here's how this one broke down for me. So remember how I told you how I was going to drink? Well, I didn't find a DD last night, so Medea could kiss my fat ass if she thought I was going to see this in a theater.
Oh, my God. Yes, people, we're talking about a Medea. No, yo, I'm sorry. Tyler Perry's a Medea. All right, nigga, if you don't start shortening these fucking movies by putting your fucking name at the beginning, we know it's your fucking movie. It ain't no resemblance. It has every trapping of a Tyler Perry movie labeled as fucking movie. So we don't need to see your fucking name at the beginning of this goddamn movie. That was mistake number one. I had to see that fucking TPS studio shit show up. I was already upset.
Yeah, is that now like a thing? Like, did that just occur? Or has that been around for years? Because let's remember, I've not seen many of these, so I don't know if like he actually has a studio.
He does have a studio. I think the TPS logo just started last year. That's showing up in front of films, whatever. Because I don't remember seeing that on previous ones. I think it just started last year because he had like five fucking movies last year. So I didn't understand that, whatever. But when I saw it again, I just said everybody got to have a TP in front of their name now, huh? Yeah, everybody got to be phenomenal.
Yeah. All right. So you're gonna have to walk me through this because I hit my head enough with a mallet like a cartoon character enough through this, and I frankly don't remember much of it.
I would have took a fucking acne board and hit you upside the head and went to work, okay? So you still wouldn't have known the fucking plot of this goddamn movie. What was the fucking point of this shit, honestly?
Don't you understand now, TPO? It's about family and me putting people in their place.
Yes! That's what it's about. You summed it up perfectly. It's some job nigga bullshit. That's what it is. I thought Black Nativity did it, but this is the most job niggerish white trash black trash I've ever seen on screen in my fucking life. I was so fucking confused that I sent a tweet out saying I'm going to be tweeting through this whole movie, and every time something happened, either it was in the audience or in the goddamn movie, I tweeted that shit. I didn't see niggas dancing in the theater. I didn't tweet it about an interracial couple coming in. When I looked at that white dude and was just like, well, I guess that relationship ain't gonna last long because you're gonna hate that bitch after you're done with this movie. No, I was wrong. He was in the audience clapping with the motherfucker or whatever. I was like, alright, goddamn it.
So what you're telling me, because I didn't look at these tweets, what you're telling me is that your theater turned into a minstrel show?
You know, it actually did turn into a psych club. You know, yeah, that's exactly what it did. It turned into a psych therapy sessions with people.
Oh, God.
Because we sat all the way in the back, and I was in the corner just looking. I was just waiting for all these Negroes to run. As soon as we walk in this motherfucking room, ain't nothing but a bunch of Negroes, loud shit, phones is all out shit. I was like, they don't give a fuck. Why should I give a shit? I mean, goddamn shit. They don't know what the fuck. And then when that TPS logo popped up, you hear some clapping noise. I said, I want to say, who the fuck is clapping? Who the fuck is clapping, huh? Stop fucking clapping. That make no goddamn sense. Fucking niggers, I swear. I mean, Negro, I swear. Jesus Christ.
That tells me your anger can't control you on this one.
Right now, I talk a lot of shit about black people. Most of it is jokes. A good 30% of it is jokes. The other 70% is pretty true. But goddamn, this is 100% true right here. Well, I gotta say, hey, this is the first time I've ever tweeted or Facebook by saying you niggas, goddamn, I swear. You just keep falling for the shit. You just keep falling for shit. Everybody saying, oh, it's stupid for Tyler Perry releases when The Hobbit came out. I don't think it was at all. I don't think it was a mistake at all, because these niggas came out and still saw this bullshit.
Yeah, while the sophisticated white people go get bored at The Hobbit, these guys are going to be causing a scene in the theater of Medea.
I saw two old white people come in the theater too, Lehu.
Why?
I don't know.
What do they think? Oh, a Christmas Story. Maybe we're finally getting the black interpretation of it.
I saw about four white people, and this room was just laughing. I think 30 minutes into it, my last tweet was, oh, great. Larry the Cable Guy just stumbled in, and everybody is laughing.
He came in late, thankfully.
Yeah, and I felt like still hanging myself. I wanted to hang myself when I saw people clapping.
I'm dreaming of a dead Christmas.
That is the most perfect song for that moment, because as soon as people started clapping and laughing towards his jokes, I started wanting to hang myself. I was like, I understand now why they wanted to hang the Negroes back then.
You sound like how I was in Grown Ups too, because like I feel like Madea is turning into the Black Adam Sandler.
I made that comparison last year, so
because like everything you're saying when people are laughing at his fart jokes in Grown Ups too, I'm like.
See, that's what's funny about it, because the Cable Guy, Madea comes in, and, well, it's her fucking movie, so of course she comes in, but she comes in, it's that typical fucking talking fast, nonstop, just rambling on, nothing fucking makes sense, annoying-ass fat black bitch. And yep. Then when this Larry the Cable Guy comes in, it's like you said about Adam Sandler, it ain't nothing but shit joke from him, whatever. So yep. I'm just trying to understand what part of Tyler Perry he thought this combination was going to mix up, because when they were just joking with each other.
Do you want to know what it is?
Oh, my.
Here's the casting meeting. Okay. We get the dumb black people in here all the time for this. We need to get dumb white people. Who's someone that we can get for dumb white people? Adam Sandler's too expensive. Larry the Cable Guy? That works. Call Disney up and get him off him.
Oh, wait a minute. Another thing. The most insulting thing in the fucking movie, too. Because you are right on, Lehu. Damn, that's funny as hell. Maybe you should be writing for them or something like that. I don't know. Maybe you can talk with them.
Not writing. It's just I know marketing.
The motherfucker had the audacity to sit up there and make a redneck joke about Jeff Foxworthy and the rest of them blue-collar sons of bitches. Oh, the son of a bitch! And then got the nerve to look at the camera and wink! Lady, I'm turning red right now!
See, here's the thing. You're getting all worked up and all angry about this, but I look at you and go, what did you fucking expect?
See, the thing is, people are like, damn, that nigga crazy, whatever. I ain't angry. I'm just fucking still going, the audacity! Where does this nigga think? The thing that, if you want to say I am angry, the thing that makes me angry is Tyler Perry himself. That nigga really thinks he's writing some high quality A material shit here, because I don't know if you saw the trailer, but the nigga tells people to go see Madea Christmas, you're going to have a good time at the movies or whatever. The fucking film ends, and a goddamn Looney Tunes circle pop up, and his head sticks up in that motherfucker talking about, I know y'all enjoying my movie again. I said, this is the third fucking movie I've seen where that nigga done that shit now, whatever. This nigga is seriously trying to convince a nigga that his movie was actually fucking good. Fucking not.
Well, of course he is. He needs his money.
Let him talk.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, you've explained everything perfectly. This movie's dog shit.
You know what? Let me just give a pot.
Oh, no. We've already done that. We've already said it. It's a big, fat black bitch who puts people in her place and tries to teach people the meaning that Christmas is being with your family, even if it's interracial and the man is with a redneck family. There's nothing else to it, people. There is nothing else to it.
Oh, you got Anna Horsford plays Eileen. You might know her from the Friday movie. She plays the mom. She was in the Wayne's Brothers. She played the cop or whatever and shit. That's the only two I know her from. She's playing the mom of this chick, Lacey, played by Tika Sumper, ugly black bitch. I'm not gonna lie, that day I was like, goddamn, Tyler Perry, you find the ugliest women to stick in these fucking movies too, whatever. And Lacey lives in the fucking country. She has, like, a master degree and shit like that. She, once again, Tyler Perry put black people at their most high profound in here, whatever, because there's a nigga in here.
And then undercuts them, making them look like idiots.
Exactly, or whatever. Because he put this Negro in here named Oliver, and I like that when they introduce Oliver and shit. This nigga's walking like he's straight out of fucking Compton or something like that. Then he gets on the phone. Oh, hi,
Yeah, we can set up a meeting right away, you know. I'm ready for a contract signing if you're ready today, you know. some of my friends over at Stanford were, you know, I was like, nigga, if you don't cut this bullshit, Anna Horsford, she just makes up all kind of shit to her daughter or whatever, and she just decides to show up at Lacey's house for some fucking reason. I don't even fucking know why or whatever. And Lacey hasn't told her that she's married to a white man. And Eileen does not like white people in the movie. Wow, reverse racism.
Cool.
That does not work. You know what? The most insulting thing about this is I've had to see movies like The Butler, which I thought at least they got the little racist parts right when they were in the diner and shit like that. Whatever. I had to see shit like that, 12 Years a Slave. I even just saw Mandela or whatever. I had to see shit like that, and I got nervous to sit up here and watch a fucking Tyler Perry movie where the movie has to be about, the main plot about it is race. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You gotta be fucking. So is this nigga trying to get an Oscar along with the rest of these? Is that why he released it around this time? That was.
Wow. That those words should never be muttered again.
Wrap this shit up. Medea trying to teach this bitch something this bitch learned about. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. I mean, goddamn. What the fuck?
What? Yeah.
So this is what the legacy of Tyler Perry's movies has been leading up to. All of his movies include this shit, but he's never brought up race shit like this. So the in the capper of his, in the past 3 years of his 10 movie extravaganza, this nigga got the nerve to put in race with fucking Madea and Larry the fucking Cable Guy. You get a standing ovation for audacity, Mr. Perry.
I find it hilarious that every review I'm reading has like gone out and said like this is Tyler Perry's worst movie, and that's saying something.
I was gonna say the best compliment I can give this. I know you haven't seen this movie. It's on Netflix, people. I recommend you not to watch it, but if you've seen this movie for some fucking reason and you think, oh, this is the worst Tyler Perry, Madea's Witness Protection is still the worst fucking movie I have ever fucking seen in my life. But this one is a damn near race for second. If it would have went on for 20 more minutes, it probably would be the worst movie I've ever fucking seen in the fucking decade, probably. I mean, it makes movie 43 look like a fucking golden masterpiece. I'd take a golden shower with that movie any day.
Ooh.
Right about now. That's how much this movie pissed me off, whatever. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm free now.
Yes, you're free. So, I have to ask, what do the white boys you went with think of this?
Oh, my God. That is a very good question, Lehu, because I saw one of them. So Alex came and his sister Adriana, they're Hispanic. Robert showed up. He's white. He's the only white guy there. So I had two Hispanic and white, and the rest was black or whatever. So,
oh, that poor bastard.
Yeah, I sat by him.
Of course you did.
And I swear to God, that nigga laughed when Madea fell in some cow shit. I looked over at him and was like, get off this site. I said, I don't want your apology no more. You just go away. You just go away.
See, it's one of those things where, like, when that happens, it's like, I could see, like, some white people getting a shock value laugh about it.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Kind of like the Will Ferrell treatment or even that. I mean, I guess that. I don't know what Adam Sandler comedy is or whatever. The Will Ferrell or, like, a John C. Reilly kind of type of comedy. I guess this is the black version of, like you said, shock value, whatever, or even a Borat or some shit like that, whatever. Whatever the fuck, I forgot his goddamn name now, whatever. Whatever his name is. But, yeah, I guess I could see that. The shock value is like, oh, isn't this funny that this redneck is hooking up with Madea? You know? I mean, isn't that kind of funny? No, it's not fucking funny at all. I swear to God, if he was just to edit all of his Madea movies into one thing, you would never tell that they were 10 separate fucking movies. Where you'd be like, oh, well, shit, it looked like the same one fucking movie or whatever.
With the same annoying bitch in the center.
Exactly. That bitch just wearing different outfits or whatever for all of a sudden. I got to say this once, and I'll say it one more time, Tyler Perry, because I know you listen to these. I know you listen to the black community out there or whatever. And being part of the African-American community such as myself. I'm sounding like that Negro in the fucking movie now. Being part of the African-American community myself.
I must say, fuck you.
Exactly. And one other thing, stop writing your shit, man. You make too much fucking money to not hire a fucking writer. Jesus fucking Christ. I don't know if you know this, Lehu, but one of my pet peeves is I do not like when directors take hold of every fucking thing part of the movie. Producing, directing, writing, and starring in it. That's why I don't like Tarantino as much or whatever. That motherfucker does all that shit or whatever. But I can't stand that shit. Stick to one fucking thing on your job duty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, as much fucking money you make, I understand it's cheap for you to do it yourself, but you make so much fucking money now. You're one of the highest grossing directors in Hollywood right now. You're number four from last time I checked or whatever. You make too much fucking money not to hire a fucking writer, okay? God damn, nigga. Dude, fucking listen, shit. Oh my God. Listen. Tyler Perry's Medea's Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, what do you give it?
I give it a high fuck it, if that's even possible.
Yeah, there's nothing else to give it. I mean, like, I'm not as mad as you about this, but it's because my expectations were at the bottom of the barrel anyway. So when I was watching this, I was like, oh, it's exactly what I expected.
This is your first one, right?
Yes.
I think the reason why not only did I get so frustrated with these movies, too, is because he's a black director that has the most power in Hollywood right now. And he just doesn't give a fuck. That's what I'm such.
Right. It's like you could be doing wonderful things for the black community in Hollywood, but no, you're just putting them back another 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. This is for every movie he releases. 45, 50, 55, yeah. 60.
Yeah, because he can release a fucking movie whenever he fucking... He has his own studio. That brother is the highest... One of the top four highest grossing directors ever. I always hear these people talk about, like, critics... movie going, anybody, oh, well, it's very racist in Hollywood, you know, they don't put enough black people or Hispanic or Latin or whatever. We got niggas in there, whatever. They just don't do shit. This nigga is sitting up here on a high fucking throne and doing the same fucking job niggerish shit that I've been seeing for the past fucking 5 years now. Shit. So, people, you can stop saying that shit now because you have somebody that can do it. He has the money. He has the resources. He could get talent if he wanted to. I know he fucking can. I know he can. I've seen trailers for his next movie and shit like that. So, if he can get people like Terry Crews, Neil Long, and all that, whatever, I know he can get the fucking people or whatever. So, he has no fucking excuse for making these bullshit. That's why it's more frustrating than anything, whatever, is that he keeps hacking out this shit.
I agree.
So, I give it a high fuck it. And now...
And that's the end of that. So, people, don't go see Medea's Christmas. Stay at home and watch one of those good old white Christmas stories.
Lehu, hopefully together we can get together next Christmas and watch Tyler Perry's on Medea's Christmas. And
I will murder you.
And skiing in Vermont. I like chocolate and linen sometimes.
Actually, you know what? No, you just that just undercut my saving. Go see Best Man Holiday. That's at least something better than this.
I like it. Anybody, I know we done with the review. anytime to put a nigga in here and be like, act like Tay Diggs did in Best Man Holiday or whatever, but less funny.
Yeah, really. All right, well, I'm cutting this off before this gets any worse.
Yeah, exactly. Cut it off later. You fucking...
Bastards. Nice. I ain't taking my medicine this morning.
What medicine?
5 milligrams of Don't Choke That Hoe.
Merry Christmas.
Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Not you. Look how you jumped on. I'm talking to you. Go see A Madea Christmas. You're going to enjoy yourself.